Hi there. The word for you today is on how to accomplish great things. In Nehemiah 2 verse 5 we read, if it pleases the king, and if your servant has found favor in his sight. We're drawing lessons from the life of Nehemiah. And here's another one. Pray for favor with the right people. When you study the lives of successful people, you'll find that they had things like vision and patience and determination and character and talent. But you know what? You'll also find one more very important thing at work. Favor. There are some doors that'll open when you approach them in faith. But there are other doors that'll only open with the help of the right people. That's when you need favor. Alex Haley, the author of Roots, had a picture in his office. It was of a turtle sitting on top of an 8-foot fence post. And the caption read, "You can be sure he didn't get up there by himself." Isn't that great? Nehemiah needed an army to protect him and resources to enable him to build. So he prayed. And then he went to the one man who could provide what he needed, the king. This is what he said to the king. "If it pleases the king, and if your servant has found favor in his sight, let him send me to the city of Judah where my fathers are buried, so that I can rebuild it." And the king did. Look, there's an important lesson here. When your heart is set on promoting God's kingdom instead of your own, he will give you what I call kingdom connections. But be careful. Your help may not always come via the people you expect or agree with or even like. Think about this. God used a heathen king to help Nehemiah rebuild the walls, and he used a penniless widow to feed the prophet Elijah in the middle of a famine. Here's the point. Don't dictate to God who he can and cannot use. Just pray for favor. Expect it and accept it with thanks in whatever form or through whoever he sends it.